Physically, Parasaurolophus's horn is useless as a weapon. It's hollow and fragile and just 2 millimeters thick, but as a communication device, it's a remarkably effective form of defense, able to send out complex messages warning of danger or distress. Over more than 1,000 generations, this crest grows longer and the sounds it emits grow deeper. Low frequencies, able to travel long distances. Highly developed communication skills become a significant evolutionary advantage, and before long, females only want to mate with the male with a good set of pipes.
It's a sound-generating organ. It can't help but generate unusual sounds by blowing air through this tube. And because each species has its own distinct shape, each species would have its own distinct sound.
But how did evolution create this bony crest, able to produce sounds that can travel for kilometers? They simply got bigger. On the outside, the tubes appear to be only about 90 centimeters long. But on the inside, chambers loop back and forth, creating as much as 2.5 meters of resonance or natural amplification. Parasaurolophus generates resonant frequencies as low as 40 hertz, a sound almost as deep as a foghorn.
We can now actually model the kinds of sounds that that resonating chamber would make, and it turns out that they're deep sounds, low-frequency sound.
Low-frequency sound waves can transmit for kilometers, even through dense forest. These calls warn of intruders, a significant defensive advantage. And often, as dinosaurs evolved over thousands of years, their physical advantages provided more than just one use. For a Parasaurolophus, the traits that make survival in a savage world possible very soon become the very same traits that attract a mate. For a healthy male, a communication device doubles as the perfect tool for wooing the opposite sex.
This trombone-like structure growing out of the back of the head was used for making dinosaur music during courtship. The males would be calling during the breeding season, attempting to influence multiple females. And the females are calling to challenge the males to prove themselves, because the fundamental fact of courtship is that males lie and females are skeptical. So the skeptical females force the male to go through more and more hoops and loops and hoops to persuade the female to mate.
It's called sexual selection.